Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Constantly comparing parenting to being a dog owner. Anyone listening have someone in their life who constantly compares parenting to being a dog owner? 585-252-9800. It's PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. I asked the question going into the break. What is more difficult, parenting one small child or having two full-grown dogs? And a texter chimed in with two dogs for sure.
Oh, please.
People
okay.
don't understand that you still need to feed them and bathe them and give them attention. How is that any different than a child? And not to mention, you're doing it with two forms of life, not just one. And then we got this message from Vanessa yesterday from Penfield, who writes in and says, this is a hot button for sure. She goes, I always thought people were joking or over-exaggerating when warning about people who view having pets equivalent to parenting. But my sister-in-law will not stop comparing her dogs to my child, even going as far to say her life is more stressful than mine because she has two dogs and I only have one child.
Okay.
She also, and it continues, she also feels the need to one-up me about everything. For example, if I say I'm tired because my child was up all night with the flu, she'll say she hasn't slept all week because her dogs kept her up. Recently, I was talking to my family.
A constant one-upping.
That's what it is. She goes, recently, I was talking to my family about how I've been strapped with money for personal and financial reasons. And she said she understands because she has two dogs that keep her from being able to go out just as much, if not more, than my toddler does. So she can confidently tell me she has it just as bad or worse. By the way, I have three dogs. And she literally refers to them as spoiled brats. I genuinely don't understand her behavior. If you know someone like this, please do yourself a favor and remove them from your life. These type of people are so disconnected. I love animals just as much as the next person, but if you can sit there with a straight face and think you can constantly compare parenting to being a dog owner, then you need some serious help. That's the message we got from Vanessa from Penfield. How many of you agree or disagree?
I think it's absolutely insane. There's literally no comparison. You can leave a dog home alone for 8 hours. You can't leave a baby home alone for 8 hours. It doesn't even compare.
Honestly, I don't have either, so I'm not going to comment on this because I don't know. If I had to guess, I'm just going to go with a child all day long, but, you know,
well,
what do I know?
I'm team mom, so I'm going to go team mom on this. And I'm not saying that dog moms aren't a real thing. They definitely are. And I know some dog moms who are over the top. We're out to dinner. We're out for drinks for 2 hours. And they're like, I got to get home and feed Rufus. It's like, we've been out for 1 minute. Like, chill. It's fine. They're fine.
Yeah,
like,
you can't keep your child in a crate. Actually, there are people who have been arrested for that. Lori is texting in. She goes, we have several friends who don't have children, but will constantly post about how having dogs is comparable to raising children, and it's beyond insulting. People just don't get it.
Mm.
I think having a dog or a pet is a great way to prepare yourself for parenthood. I think, you know,
that's listen, a route to take. Listen, it is for sure, but I'm telling you right now, and listen, I'm not a parent. One more time for the people in the back. I'm not a parent. I've taken care of dogs literally my entire life.
Yeah.
Some dogs with massive behavior issues. Don't even get me started. But I'm telling you, if you have a dog and then you have an actual human baby and you become a parent in that way, and you're telling me there's no shift whatsoever, you're lying. You're a liar. Like, I'm sorry, but that's not how that works. It's just not. This person says, her sister-in-law must not know how to train her dogs. I have three, and I would never compare them to a child. At least, I can at least sleep through the night and do whatever I want in my free time.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, too. Yes, you can sleep through the night. And sometimes you can't do that with a kid. It's got to be more difficult, you would think. Let me see who else is here. Justin says, I'll raise you one better. The worst people are the ones who have kids and place their dog, often since little purse dogs, on equal footing with their kid. One of my ex-girlfriends was adopted and called their pet dog her sister. We were in our 20s. That dog was purchased long after she was an adult. Okay. This is a hot button for a lot of people. And I totally understand that. Because there are people who, they can't have kids. So their animals, especially their dog or whatever they have, is their child. And I get that. We had a whole conversation about that last month.
We're comparing apples and oranges, though. Like, it's not a fair and equal comparison. It's just not.
Yeah,
I understand. They're not the same. Like, a dog and a child are not the same. Yes, they share similar responsibility, 100%. And I do believe, and this is a passion topic for me. I feel very strongly about this. I hate when people get dogs who are not responsible and can take care of a dog. Like, there is just no way you think it's okay for you to leave your dog in a crate for 12 hours and be like, yeah, I get him. No. No, I think there's so many different ends of the spectrum. There's the people that are like, I can't be out for more than 45 minutes without letting Rufus out. It's like, no. And then there's people that are just like, oh, yeah, well, it's my life and I'm just going to do what I want, even though I have a dog at home who's literally chained to the crate.
Somebody says, tell Breezy, I have to say I have two dogs and a toddler under two, and there are a lot of similarities between raising them.
Yeah, I agree. I'm saying there are similarities 100%. I don't think it's the same. I think, first of all, you don't need to nurse an animal. You just simply, well, unless you're chimp crazy, shout out to Tanya. But you do not need to, the child is physically relying on you to be fed. All you have to do for a dog is scoop a thing of food.
All right, let's go to, oh, we so have, annoyed right we have now. Wavy Davey on the line with us. What's up, Dave?
Hey man, like, you know, when your kid gets sick, you can't put your kid down like you can your dog.
That's
the biggest difference.
Okay.
Right.
You know, your kid breaks an arm and can't walk. You just can't put a needle in it and send it to the crematory.
Thank you so much, Dave.
We always love when you join us on the show. Thank you so much, Wavy Davey.
This is what I was talking about with the extreme.
I mean, do you have kids? Do you have a dog?
I have both, three dogs and two kids.
Three dogs? Okay, what's more difficult, raising the three dogs or the two kids?
Three dogs at once is like raising a kid, I guess I'd say. The one has three legs.
We love a three-legged dog, Wavy Davey. We love a three-legged dog.
And so that's a struggle for you. I'm assuming, though, you think the kids are, I don't know, you tell me.
He's basically saying that one kid equates to three dogs.
Right. That's what you're saying?
Right.
Got it.
Yeah, you
got
to feed three dogs. You got to bathe three dogs. You got to take three dogs to the vet. You got to walk three dogs.
You
gotta
have three dogs, seek help. Like,
yeah, why do you have so many dogs? One for each member of the family?
My wife wanted to get my daughter a puppy for her birthday.
That seems like a poor choice.
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay.
And let me ask you something, Wavy Davey. Who's taking care of that puppy?
Me.
You, yeah, exactly. 100%.
All right, thanks for the call, man. I love that guy. Let me get a couple more texts here, and then we got to wrap it up. But who else is here? I think it's adorable when someone says something like this. I want to pat them on the head and say, yes, you are a wonderful pet parent. And then this person, I genuinely think pets are good training for having an actual kid. You can't compare the two, but it does teach you a whole lot of responsibility.
That was my argument too. So,
it does though, and I agree. I constantly go back and forth between
stop.
What? I've thought about it.
Stop. It's not a thing.
Why?
You're never home. It's not a thing. I'm putting a stop to it right now.
But it would teach me, like, responsibility to get home. Nothing good ever happens after midnight. I mean, it would force me to come.
Roaming the streets of downtown. Running into a man arguing with a wall. All right. Anyways, thank you so much.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Shaboozy on PXY Mornings. It's Moose. It's Breezy. Guys, here's the situation. Wegmans brand organic carrots, baby cuts, petite, and whole carrots have been recalled for potential E. coli contamination.
Were they hanging out with McDonald's?
Yeah, listen, do not eat recalled carrots. Either throw them away or return them to the store for a full refund. All recalled carrots have been removed from the store shelves, but they are saying carrots that are currently on the shelves are not affected. So you go ahead, roll the dice if you want. For more information, you can contact Wegmans at 1-855-934-3663. Monday through Friday.
Carrots are the worst vegetable ever. You shouldn't be eating them anyways.
That's your opinion. And they taste delicious
with
hummus.
That's my opinion. I'm paid to give my opinion, period.
No, they're not the worst. You just don't like vegetables or fruits or anything
else. I like vegetables. I don't like fruit. I don't like carrots. Disgusting. Carrots, boiled carrots, baked carrots. It's not it.
Think about all the foods you can make with carrots.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Name one.
There's carrot soup.
Right. Not the carrot soup. Carrot cake.
I would go ahead and call Danny. Call Danny, ask them to patch you directly through Danny Wegman's yacht and ask him yourself. Tell him that you've been puking blood. Let him know, hey, Danny, I got E. coli from the carrots. And he's going to say, well, did you use your Shoppers Club card? And you're going to say, yeah, I saved a penny, but I'm still sick. He's like, well, you should try the quarter pounder with cheese at McDonald's instead.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and around we go. So don't eat the carrots that have been sitting around in your fridge. But they are saying the ones currently on the shelves at Wegmans are fine. So you decide.
Wegmans did call everybody yesterday, and they left a voicemail.
Yeah, I thought that was great on their part to give everybody a heads up.
Hey, guys.
It's all over the news right now. Okay, December 13th is Taylor Swift's birthday. Breezy's girl.
Mm-hmm.
And our friends, Cruel Summer, the live Taylor Swift tribute band, will be performing at Innovation Square. And that's going to be right here in Rochester on her birthday. This event will be hosted by yours truly, Breezy, and myself. Mm-hmm. And the show is for all ages. So tickets are almost sold out. All you have to do to win them here on PXY Mornings is listen. And when you hear two Taylor Swift songs back to back, that's your cue to call. Caller 8 takes the tickets for Taylor Tuesday. This is every Tuesday leading up to the show. And they are on sale right now at theaterais.com, but we're giving you a chance to win them before you can buy them right here on PXY Mornings. Okay, coming up on the show, it's another episode of
Boomer vs. Zoomer.
Bing, 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 bing. Boomer vs. Zoomer, myself being a millennial and Hannah, our intern, being a Gen Z, which is like probably the worst generation of all time. But we're going to be going head to head in Boomer vs. Zoomer to see who knows more about each other's generations. Breezy will be hosting.
Yeah, it's always a dumpster fire, so I can't wait for you guys to be here for it. I'm going to ask the hard-hitting questions coming up next.
98PXY is free and always will be.
This is bringing back memories. Doing it all over again. It's PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Two Taylor Swift songs back to back. It's Taylor Tuesdays.
Yes, it is. Let's go, baby.
When you hear two songs back to back from our girl Taylor Swift, that's your cue to call. Caller 8 wins those tickets to go see Cruel Summer December 13th at Innovation Square. Breezy and I will be hosting that event. It's actually Taylor Swift's birthday, is it not, Breeze?
It is, and it's going to be a very, very, very fun day. These tickets are selling out fast, but you can win your way in here at PXY Morning.
Hello, PXY, who's this?
This is Kristen.
Kristen, I have phenomenal news for you on Taylor Tuesdays. You are caller 8! You're going to the show, Kristen. Congratulations.
Awesome.
You're caller 8.
You.
Who are you bringing with you?
Probably one of my daughters.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, this is a show for all ages, so they are welcoming kids into the show. While you're on the side crushing a High Noon, they're going to be trading friendship bracelets.
Fantastic.
All right, Kristen, stay on the line. We got more chances for you guys to win every Tuesday leading up to the show on PXY Mornings. All right.
He can't get away from those High Noons. He absolutely loves the High Noons.
I love a good High Noon. It's time for Boomer versus Zoomer.
Woo!
All right, Breezy, you're our host. Take it away.
Yeah, so Boomer versus Zoomer is a fun trivia game we play with Moose and intern Hannah. Intern Hannah is Gen Z. Moose is a millennial. And my favorite thing to do is pit them against each other and try and figure out who knows each other's generation better.
Who won the last round? I believe it was Hannah.
Very much so.
So, Hannah, you get to start us off on this round today for Boomer versus Zoomer.
Okay, Hannah. Are we ready?
I'm so ready.
You're keeping score, right?
Oh, we are so back.
So back.
So back. Yes, I'm keeping score.
Go ahead. Talk some trash. I can take it.
Hannah.
Talk some trash.
I said this yesterday. I really want to keep my job.
I know.
I just also really want to win.
I know.
What a god.
It's a tough one.
All right, go ahead, Breeze.
All right, this one is for Hannah.
Okay.
Hannah, what fashion trend featured baggy, loose-fitting pants that often had multiple pockets?
You know, like streetwear, just everyday streetwear.
Streetwear was not the answer we were looking for. Oh, you want to steal, Moose?
Yeah, let me go ahead and steal. I'm going to take a stab at this and say cargo pants.
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Which Moose still wears to this day. So here we go. Moose, which popular video game series featured virtual dance gameplay?
Like, what was the name of the game?
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say Dance Dance Revolution.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Just Dance.
Yes, Hannah.
What is Just Dance?
Just Dance.
What is it?
Just Dance.
Yeah, just dance. You just got to dance.
On what console?
I think.
You don't even know.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't really know.
All right, go ahead.
Not really too sure. But these things happen. All right, Hannah. Let's get into it, shall we?
We shall.
Keeping in the realm of gaming, which video game console was released in 2001 featuring a very unique controller with motion sensing capabilities?
What year was that?
2001.
2001. Is that not Wii?
I think Wii came out in like 2010.
Yeah.
Really?
I don't
remember a preview of.
You got to know this, don't you?
I'm going to go ahead and say 2001 was PlayStation.
I'm so sorry.
Nintendo GameCube?
It was GameCube.
Oh.
I'm not giving that to you, though, because you didn't get it.
All right. Okay.
These things happen.
Whatever.
Moose, what does the acronym IRL stand for? Oh my God. If you don't get this, I'm quitting.
What do you mean? How? Why are you so upset by this? IRL?
Don't we say this to him all the time?
What does the
I love playing this game because it just goes to show Moose never listens to me when I speak.
No, that's not true. I mean, you ask me so many questions on this show. It's not that I don't hear you. It's
just
that
I'm not listening.
Waiting for you to say something worth hearing. IRL stands for I. You know what? I'm not going to guess this one. I have no idea.
Can I steal?
Go ahead, Hannah. Steal.
In real life.
All the time.
In real life.
In real life.
You learn something new every day.
We've taught this to you 3 times before.
All right.
All right. Hannah, what was the name of the popular online retail store that sold books, music, and other products?
Netflix.
Are you high? Netflix? When has Netflix ever sent a book out in their entire existence?
We sell clothes and merchandise.
Honestly, I think I blacked out when you asked that question.
Wait, what's the year, Breeze? What's the year?
I didn't have a year, but...
Oh, can you repeat the question?
What was the name of the popular online retailer that sold books, music, and other products?
I mean, I want to say Amazon.
Ding, 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 ding. So, Hannah.
That does not feel like a millennial thing.
You didn't know it! It's a millennial thing!
It's 100% a millennial thing.
Oh my God, I can't believe it.
I'm absolutely crushing today.
You guys are tied. Thank you so much. Hannah, they used to be a bookstore before they started selling literally everything.
And that was in 1996. Go ahead, Breeze.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Moose.
You look so defeated, Hannah, and I'm loving it.
You guys are just simply too much. You guys are simply too much. All right, Moose. Which mobile app allows users to create and share digital stickers of themselves?
Which app?
What's the...
Snapchat.
Hannah.
Snap?
No.
Wait. It's not? Digital stickers of
the... What is the company that does that, though? Like, what are they called?
Emoji.
No.
More Emoji Incorporated?
Hannah, you're disappointing me today. You keep talking about wanting to keep your job, and...
She doesn't know it.
Stickers of yourself.
My mom loves these.
Like, I don't know, a breezy.
Little gifts?
Bitmojis! You guys are idiots!
Oh, Bitmojis!
Oh.
Yeah.
She goes, ew.
Now you know how I feel when it's time for Can't Beat Breezy. I'm literally banging my head up against a wall. Let's go, next question.
Oh, we're doing one more.
It's a tiebreaker right now.
It's absolutely a tiebreaker.
This is for the win.
Hannah, last question for you.
Okay.
Can we do it? Which popular snack food was marketed with the slogan... Once you pop, you can't stop.
Pop Rocks?
I'm going to steal this one and say it was Pringles.
Very much so, Pringles.
I guess I won this one today.
It was 2-3, but yeah, like Moose won. Hannah, you told us when you came in you only are on 3 hours of sleep, and it shows.
This is true.
But don't worry, we're having a pizza party later.
I thought you did a phenomenal job. And I will say, lucky for you, I'm a gracious winner, Hannah. But still, not your best round. I will say that.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.